This is Gamercast episode 331, Bioshock Infinite. This is the show recorded on the 25th of March 2013. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine. Hello, Catherine. How are you doing?
Hello.
What's happening, eh? Anything? No? Cool. That's fun. Right, let's move on.
Now for the news.
Right, so the main news item this week is Terraria is being released on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Alright.
This week. Downloadable jib-jabby game.
Yep.
So you can download it and play it. I'm sure it'd be really difficult to play with a controller, so have fun with it.
Alright, it's out Tuesday on PlayStation Network and Wednesday on Xbox 360.
So it's out on their respective DLC release days.
Downloadable game release.
Download
release days. 1,200 Microsoft points and $14.99, whatever the equivalent of that is over here.
About
so
50
it's probably
quid
about then. 15 quid. Oh, sorry. So yeah, that's coming out. They announced that a while back now.
Square Enix have also announced they're doing Final Fantasy X and X-2.
Yep, as HD remakes.
For the consoles.
For the PlayStation Vita. Vita?
Oh, is it Vita, is
Vita.
It?
Yeah, so something new for the PlayStation Vita, although, of course, these are
older
things. It is also PS3 as well, but you can download them individually for the Vita, or you can buy a disc bundle that they're releasing for the PlayStation 3.
Fantastic.
Yep, absolutely fun. No details. Anyway, there's details on date there. There's a trailer. No announcement on date. There's a trailer up today, I believe, that you can watch. Although, you know, everyone knows what Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X-2 are. It's just obviously making them look a little bit flashier. Flashy.
Thomas Was Alone is also a game about how Thomas the Tank Engine wandered off the tracks and got lost.
Like that. We mentioned Thomas Lone recently because there's going to be a PlayStation Vita port. PlayStation Vita port and, well, PSN release as well will be available from the 24th of April on the PSN, priced at $5.99. And there's also a 20-level DLC pack, which is available for £1.99. I like that. I should tell the guy that made it that. Should I say that? Your description of Thomas Was Alone to him. Think you find it funny.
Funny is my middle name. There's also another Mad Daffy game coming out.
Yes, so Deadly Premonition Director's Cut. So Deadly Premonition came out on Xbox 360 last year. Was it the year before that? It came out quite some time ago now. And they're releasing a Director's Cut for the PlayStation 3. Because it was never released on the PS3. It was never released on the PS3.
We want the more money. Let's re-release the game.
It's going to be available on April 26th. And will also be downloadable via the PlayStation Network. There's like exclusive DLC for pre-ordering, but mainly the new features for the Director's Cut is they've added a new scenario from Swery, who is the guy who's known for making it Swery. That's his like nickname. They say HD graphics. It says a complete graphic overhaul with HD textures, whatever that means. However, the previous game did look quite old, which is why they've done that, a revamp on it. They've improved the controls and reworked the control system and added a customizable layout. And there's also DLC which expands the mystery beyond the original game and lets Agent York live it up in Greenvale.
Fantastic. Deus Ex Human Revolution is also in the news for some reason.
Yes, they're making a Nintendo Wii U exclusive director's cut.
I'm sick and tired of all these re-releases. Pack it in.
Well, to be fair, Deadly Premonition makes sense because it wasn't released on that console. That's probably their reasoning for this.
Does not make any sense.
But as everyone's played... The thing is, like, everyone's played Deus Ex now that wants to play it or played a bit of it. Whereas with Deadly Premonition, not everyone that will have wanted to play it been able to play it. Director's Cut of Deus Ex Human Revolution has gamepad features including touchscreen hacking, interactive map editing, augmented sniping, grenade throwbacks, and many other neural hub enhancements.
So much did Nintendo pay him for that then?
God knows. Along with in-depth Miiverse integration, it also provides access to development commentaries and in-game guides.
Sounds fantastic.
The rest, like all the DLC, has also been integrated within the main narrative flow of the game as well. So they're not like segmented at all in any way at all anymore.
Also, they had one person work for all of an afternoon doing that. Okay.
No, it doesn't work that way. Fire Emblem Awakening takes more than an afternoon to do things like that.
They bought, how slow are these flipping games?
Also, they had to get it working on the Wii U, didn't they? Yeah, and add all these features for the Wii U.
They can do that in the morning.
Wow, Paul. Fire Emblem Awakening. That's saying I'm wrong here. Is coming out in April, the 19th of April. From the 28th of March, there is going to be a demo.
Demo-tastic.
On the Nintendo eStore for you to download, should you wish to give it a play and see if you'd like it. Of course, it's a kind of must for any Fire Emblem fans out there. Paul's not a Fire Emblem fan.
What the hell is a Fire Emblem?
It's a game that Nintendo released that has the smallest releases in the world. So the games become hard to find and then unable to find at all. And then they become rare and then they're expensive to buy. That's what Fire Emblem is. It's a turn-based strategy game.
Made by Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo and strategy don't go together.
Like, every day they're releasing new things. I think it was every day.
If you
want
to play a strategy game, you need to check out Galactic Reign on Windows Phone and Windows 8.
Alright.
It is a fantastic game that I've been enjoying the last week.
Silent Hill Book of Memories, which is, of course, the PlayStation Vita-only Silent Hill game, is having some DLC release, which is a bit unexpected, if you ask me. It's the first DLC for it, and it has... That doesn't sound like gameplay mechanics. Apparently it has all new gameplay mechanics and are constantly changing... Oh, no, right. They're just saying that's what Book of Memories is. Yeah, screw that. But yeah, it's for about £5 for the DLC pack. It's got 10 new characters, 50 new outfits, 15 new accessories, 14 new artifacts, 10 new weapons, 15 new story notes, 2 new enemies, and 4 new trophies. If you want to pick it up. And that's available... it should be available now, actually. Off the PSN store. Another old school survival horror game. Series, not actual old game. Resident Evil.
Power in the UK.
Sorry.
I'm trying to get rid of the annoying like flickering lines.
I can see that.
Me.
Yeah.
Obviously, our crappy electric in this house runs at like 52 hertz. Just be annoying.
My screen doesn't have it though, does it?
I'm sure if we made your camera darker, it would.
Oh, you'd notice it. Resident Evil Revelations news. So, of course, the 3DS originally exclusive Resident Evil Revelations is now being released for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Windows, and Wii U. They've announced it's coming out on May 24th in Europe and May 21st in America land. Added new support, of course, for any of the people playing on the different platforms. But yeah, 24th of May, if you didn't pick up the 3DS version or if you wanted to play it on an actual console. Another cool thing that, like, Resident Evil Revelations, I think that was PAX announcements. Another cool PAX announcements was they're doing a DuckTales remastered.
DuckTales. Sorry, I've forgotten the theme.
Ooh, that's how it goes. Something about Hurricane. The trailer... has the first...
Oh, God, don't play it.
Has music in it.
Great.
But they got stupid quotes at the start of the trailer. Life is like a hurricane? Life is like a hurricane. You don't... You're okay. Paul doesn't agree. But wait, they have the woo-woo.
Turn it off.
Wait, the music stopped in. There's the woo. There you go. I'm sorry. I grew up with DuckTales. It was like one of the cartoons I watched. I don't know what channel
showed
it.
Isn't it American?
Well, it's Disney. Of course it's American.
Do you know what I think of Disney?
That's why it's all about a guy who swims about in his money. A rich uncle with his nephews. And, like, a friend who's an airplane pilot. Darkwing Duck's cooler. But who knows
if they're going to remaster that. Moon's cooler.
So, yeah. They're doing a Duck. I never watched Button Moon.
It's because you're a noob.
It was before my time, in a way. DuckTales is having a remastered HD-ness. So it's called DuckTales Remastered. It's being made by WayForward. Because it's been made by WayForward, they've got some awesome little animations going on with the characters. They've completely revamped the look, so it doesn't look the same as the Game Boy or NES version. I played on the Game Boy myself, so it was never in, you know, full colour. But yeah, you play Scrooge McDuck. They've apparently taken the levels from the original game and kind of enhanced them and added new features. So it won't be exactly the same game, but it'll be similar. It's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, and Wii U this summer. I cannot wait to buy it myself, because I love DuckTales on the Game Boy. I played it so much. And this might be easier because it's neat, like a new game. But we'll see. Button Moon. On another trip to Button Moon. Some of the bubbles are flying around the spaceship and going pop, pop. Zippy.
Because Zippy's cool and neat.
I never really watched it. I think I was a bit late.
Bungle creeped me out.
He had a creepy voice, didn't he?
They're all flipping creepy.
Yeah, they're like some
especially
nightmare.
Especially George.
Next up, Cities in Motion 2. The kind of... Well, a bit more of a management game than SimCity and some people's eyes. Charlotte's looking forward to some Cities in Motion 2 after playing a day of SimCity and being bored of it. Well, not being bored of it, being annoyed of it, because she can't control her city as much as she wants to.
So basically you're saying I should get this instead.
Mm. Well, Charlotte was talking to me about SimCity over the weekend, and she was saying that you can't manage things and close stuff down. Well, not close stuff down. Like... Oh, I can't remember it in words. She was moaning about how what you used to be able to do, for example, with a fire station.
What? In old reduce SimCity. The funding.
Yeah, you can't reduce funding. You can just stop funding altogether.
Yeah, but a lot of people hated that in SimCity 4. They're like, oh, you have to micromanage all the finances.
Yeah, sure, I like that.
Well, yeah, so did I.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, Cities in Motion 2 is coming out, which
but
is...
But you can have a fire station with like one geezer working there.
Wow, I didn't read Charlotte's post about this. So this is the starting line. You can hear her slightly commenting on something. You know how there was a game that came out that was nowhere near as management based as you remember it being? She told me about SimCity. wish it was something more substantial came along. Well, you're in luck because one of the best transport management games for years is getting a sequel. But it's my because that's the thing. It is a thingy. It's not the other one. There's the other management game.
The other city game, what, Cities Excel?
That's the one. But yeah, so sequel to Cities in Motion, dynamic cities that expand as your transit system grows, and you can depreciate based on
see,
your ability.
See, that puts me off. They're always like, oh, you manage to transport citizens.
Well, yeah, that's the main focus of it.
I'm supposed to be an all-powerful flipping mayor who's obviously nicked power. In some sort of coup that happened just before the introduction.
I mean, to be fair, like, Cities in Motion is mainly transport-based. So, for example, here, there's the inclusion of player-managed timetabling. So, timetabling, I guess, the trains and the buses and stuff like that.
That's the point. I should see these redevelopment plans for West Horsham.
Dedicated bus lanes and more vehicle and design options than ever before. It's coming out the 2nd of April for $14.99. That's not too bad. As a you know, first off price, it's not £30.
They should have priced it at £30 because now I think it's just crap.
What? Because it's 15. If you pre-order now, you can get the Modern Collection DLC that includes additional trolley buses, trams, and a boat water lines.
What is this? Flipping Hungary.
And they've also introduced a new stop type, I guess in the Modern Collection, that allows for all your buses, trams and trolleys to share the same stop to minimise congestion. Next up, another PAX thing, based along you know, the kind of stuff we've already spoken about, that was announced at PAX. Transistor was announced kind of just prior to PAX and during PAX because they had it on show. So Transistor is the new game made by Supergiant Games, the people that brought us Bastion. It's a sci-fi action RPG. I don't think it looks as nice as Bastion. I'm not sure yet, though, because I haven't seen the game in motion, but from what I've seen, the art style is quite different. and the character seems very... they kind of stand out from everything else. But otherwise, it looks pretty cool. You're like, you actually play a lady, and you've got this weapon that some people try and kill you with it, and you take it off them, and now everyone wants it back, and they're trying to kill you. But yeah, it looks kind of cool. They haven't announced what it's going to be released on, but they've said early 2014, because they don't have any confirmed platforms at all or any confirmed release date. Next up, some news from today. Assassin's Creed 4 Black...
Flag.
Yeah, why did I call it Black Edition? Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. I was like, that's not what it's called, Edition. Black Flag has had, firstly, a gameplay trailer released, which I'd already seen anyway, at the event I went to. And as well as that, they've announced that they're in, you know, true Ubisoft fashion, having a slew of collections, if that's the right term. So they've got the, a Special Edition, Skull Edition, Buccaneer Edition, and Black Chest Edition.
I'm sick and tired of all these multiple editions of games.
Yeah.
Ubisoft, are you still in business?
Special Edition is exclusive to game and is the standard price and has unlockable in-game content only available at launch. Then you've got the Skull Edition, which has a jumbo steel case, a high-quality art book, the official soundtrack, two lithographs in a protective envelope, and unlockable in-game content. Then we've also got the Buccaneer Edition, which has a Edward Kenway figure on the Jackdaw's crow nest. The Jackdaw is their ship, and he's kind of balancing off it, holding onto a rope, and he's holding a sword in the air. So you get a figure of that, which looks quite nice. If there's one thing Ubisoft can do well, it's Assassin's Creed figures. It's just every other figure they can't seem to do well. And you also get the art book, soundtrack, lithographs, a collector's box that it comes in, and additional in-game content. And then finally, there's the Black Chest Edition. I should say the Buccaneer Edition is exclusive to game in the UK. And the Black Chest Edition is a Uplay exclusive, so you can only buy it off the Ubisoft website. And it is apparently limited quantity. I'm not sure how much it is, because I clicked on the link earlier and it didn't come up to the... come up on the website. But you get a 55 centimeter Edward Kenway on the Jackdaw's bow. So it actually looks, or bow even. Is it the bow of the ship? It's the bow. I said it wrong.
It's Danae Bower.
Oh yeah. It looks pretty much identical to the other figure. It's just it's got the bow of the ship, which has like a naked lady on it. And with that, it comes with this exclusive steelbook as well, the art book, soundtrack, two lithographs, also two canvas prints, and... oh, that doesn't say there. Well, there's a picture, and it showed a picture of a black flag. And you get... oh, this is physical, yeah. You get in-game content, including single-player missions, collector's box, and you get a parchment world map and a black flag.
So I'm sick and tired of these multiple editions. They bore me senseless. See, just restart. Game.
I click on it and it just takes me to the standard edition.
Well, it's Ubisoft, isn't it?
Did I somehow just close?
Maybe they should stop fracking up, flipping,
Thunder. Oh yeah, you're waiting for that still, aren't you? Well, a proper one.
It's gonna happen now.
No, it's not, is it? Because I don't know if their little web-based one will do any good, probably won't. They haven't really said much about it since they announced it. There's been like a game.
Can't beat number two and number three.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Broken Age. So this is the official title now for the Double Fine. What was it called? Double Fine Adventure game. So it didn't have a title other than Double Fine Adventure before. However, they now called it Broken Age. It tells the story of a young boy and a young girl who lead parallel lives. But are separate. So the girl is sacrificed to a sea monster by her village, but she fights back, and the boy lives on a spaceship under the care of a computer but wants to go off on an adventure. You switch between the two characters during the game. You can like pre-order it and stuff if you didn't already pledge and give them money. They still haven't announced any kind of date or anything, but you can look on their website. I think it's like brokenage.com or something like that. It might not actually be brokenage.com. But you can look on the official website and it's got some artwork on there as well. And then finally, some Rome 2 Total War news. They've what?
It's Total War Rome 2.
Rome Oh, whoops. Yeah, I'm sorry. I put that the wrong way around, didn't I? Whoopsie. Some Total War Rome 2 news. It's because I just remembered to add this while I was talking about something
else. Of course,
else.
I think it should be that, and Total War should be a teeny subtitle.
But yeah, I added this last minute because I completely forgot to add it onto the list. So they've announced what was looking like to be their final faction, which is the Egyptians.
Didn't we talk about that last week?
I don't think we talked about the Egyptians last week.
Oh.
I think we talked about everyone else they've had recently.
Remember, well, I seem to remember slacking off Greeks and Egyptian people last week.
Parthians.
I know we had the Turkmenistanese people.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about
Egyptians. Well, we may have talked about Egyptians, but not actually because the faction was announced.
Okay, well, I might have just imagined it.
Maybes. So, they've announced the Egyptians. However, that took over the last coming soon on the faction page.
And there's now another faction.
However, there's another one, which is the Rally Point logo from the little thingy they do. So whether that means they're going to announce another faction through their little...
They need loads of factions in this game, and I know exactly what they're going to do.
What's that?
DLC. Pack it in.
Egyptians. I guess most people would presume Egyptians. I guess there was Egyptians in Rome, right? There had to be.
Well, they didn't really hang out in Rome.
No.
They were slaves in Egypt to the Romans.
Okay.
Alexander conquered Egypt, as Alexander's empire was falling apart, Egypt proclaimed itself independent of it. And then the Romans just fucking roll in and that's it.
I remember the Alexander DLC expansion pack. Because at one point you could only buy it in the Eras pack. Do you remember that?
I don't know. Rome 1, I was just like, eh. This game is so glitchy.
Well, the thing is, though, Rome sold like crazy. I remember back when I used to work in a game store that everyone would always buy Rome. And then there were loads of people at one point wanting Alexander. And I'm pretty sure you couldn't actually buy it standalone at that time. So I made people buy the big pack.
Oh, so Con and people out of money.
No, because they wanted Alexander.
Working at a game store. Why am I not surprised?
Hey, I was good to my customers.
Oh, your customers, and they bought.
My customers.
Rome 2. I'm looking forward to that. Are you looking forward to it, Catherine?
I'm not a strategy player, am I?
You should be.
Yeah. Well, I can play Age of Empires and things like that, because I can build a massive army and just send it out. I'm not good with actual strategy stuff, which is what war is, right?
Well, you'd be good at StarCraft then, surely.
Yeah, but the problem I have is that you have to send yourselves out to different little bases, and I'm not good at that.
Yeah, but you have to do that in Age of Empires.
Yeah, I didn't do that much.
Otherwise, you just run out of metal and gold and stone.
Don't you remember playing Age of Empires with me? You probably don't.
Yeah, I remember you not being very good. You're like, oh, I just like to build up a massive army. Yeah, in this time, I've built an army 20 times the size of it.
Well, we played Napoleon, didn't I? I wasn't very good at that.
We should play that some more.
Mainly because I just like to send my people out, but of course, because in the Total War games, the people actually have kind of opinions, right? Or feelings of some variety. So if they don't want to go out and you're just charging them out to die, they're like, screw this, run away, right?
If you've put them in a really bad situation where they're probably going to get killed, they're going to run off, aren't they?
I do that. I'm not good at managing things.
Well, you need to work on your troop morale more, don't you? It's a bit easier in Shogun 2 because the Japanese people are so indoctrinated into whatever.
Oh, really? Well, I've got Shogun 2.
You just send your general up behind them and make them poop and that's it. They stay where they are.
He wants to play a strategy game with me. Is that because he'd win? Morale.
Why don't you get Galactic Reign Windsor and we can play that?
I reckon Rome 2 will do good. Everyone, I know that people have always wanted a Rome sequel.
The trouble is, I've really gotten used to line infantry. And my whole tactics now are build line infantry, put them in a line.
What can
And
Shogun?
Then just decimate, well, Shogun, Napoleon, and Empire. Okay. And then just decimate the enemy forces with overwhelming line infantry. I don't even build horses anymore.
Well, there's loads of horses in that. I saw the
I'm really way more of an infantry backed up with heavy artillery man.
Horses and giant boulders on fire and
scripted
horses
nonsense.
With armor. Horses with armor.
Paul would make for the Romans to get guns before he attacks. I'll be trying to max out my military research thinking that I get guns at the end of it.
I think if I knew my Roman history a bit more, I'd probably be a bit more into it. But I hadn't heard of many of those factions in that game. I know Egyptians.
Well, I didn't hear of some of them. What, you haven't even heard of, like, Carthage and stuff?
I don't think I was taught about any of that stuff in school. Oi, don't do that!
Well, I won't talk about it in school, but it's just common
history,
knowledge.
The Roman history we were taught was very limited.
Well, it was mostly about Roman occupation of Britain, wasn't it?
I did go to a Church of England primary school, so we were taught, you know, the whole Egypt-y, Rome-y stuff.
I went to a Roman Catholic primary school.
What does that mean?
It's Roman Catholic rather than a Church of England.
Okay. I don't know that. I don't know religion things.
Religion things.
And in
I thought we were talking about Rome.
Well, and the thing is, as well, in history, all we were ever taught was pretty much World War II. Bit of World War One.
World War Two was like 3 months in year 9.
Really? For me, it was most of history. We were just taught it again and again and again. And then shown Save It Private Ryan one day. I know.
That's not even a documentary. It's an entertainment film.
I know. And we were made to watch it.
Oh, God.
Hey, I didn't control the class.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, so last week, everyone would have heard this. The answer was SimCity, and loads of people got it right, including Catherine.
The Educationer.
Like that.
The Educationer.
The Junks Hunter from... looks. That's how I read
the
it.
The Junks Hunter.
And Wingbreaker. So G's dead to those people. Junk this Hunter. Week we've got something a little bit more tricky. Actually, it's not more tricky, it's less tricky, but... Okay, Catherine thinks you know what it is. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VIII. At a guess.
Why would I have a Final Fantasy game on my show? FF8.
I can even name the song if you want.
Oh, really? That's more than you could do last time I had it on the show.
You haven't had that on the show. Oh, well, I might have forgotten what it was at the time. I know the name of the song.
Okay, well, whatever, because it's actually wrong. So if you think you know what it is, feedback at GamerCast.net or leave a message on the website at GamerCast.net. I don't know what you're so happy about. You're wrong.
New releases this week.
Sorry, I was reading your tweets or people tweeting to you.
Loads of people tweet to me because I'm super popular on Tweezer now, or whatever it is.
Tweezer.
So
there's a fair few games coming out.
Someone's telling me to buy SimCity. Well, I asked on Twitter, should I buy SimCity tomorrow? And then someone said I should buy it today, because then I get one of the free EA games.
But why would you
and then I was
this?
Like, but the only free EA game I actually want is Plants vs. Zombies. And I've already got that. Battlefield 3, meh, would I play that? Nah. Medal of Honor, which was one of them, would I play that? Fuck no. And Dead Space 3 was the other one. Mm.
You got Dead Space 3 for free?
Yeah.
Jeez, they're really trying. That's crazy.
And then he's like, fair enough, but there's still compelling reason to buy it today. You can play it today. That's not a compelling reason. It's only SimCity. I'm not playing this Mad Daddy SimCity game. I've got Galactic Reign to play.
Yes, you've got Galactic Reign. Okay, so starting off this week, coming out tomorrow on Tuesday, Bioshock Infinite, which is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows.
What about Wii U?
No Wii U. There's 3 versions of the game, Standard, Special, and Songbird Edition. I believe Songbird Edition sold out everywhere. I will have mine tomorrow. Mine has big bird figure.
It's not even a bird, it's this creepy looking monster.
Songbird. He's a bird.
It's not a bird. It's a machine.
So that's looking really cool. It's reviewing really well. Last thing I knew, it had 96 on Metacritic. It hasn't had, like, the lowest score it's had, I think, is an 8.
Do you want me to review it? Just to bring the averages down a bit.
It's a kipple.
1 out of 5.
A kipple.
A good game, but ruined by being stupid.
So I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it since it was announced. I mean, heck, it was supposed to come out a year ago. And it's finally coming out. Yeah, hope it's good.
Have you played the other two Bioshocks?
Yes.
Yes. In fact, you gave me Bioshock 1, Windsor.
I've completed the two of them.
I didn't complete either of them.
No, I know. You didn't play the one I bought you for much, did you? It's got achievements.
Gs weren't easy to get.
No, they're not.
If I count 1,000 G in 10 minutes, what's the point?
To be fair, I got a lot of G out of Bioshock 2, but it's got the silly multiplayer.
Just playing as a big daddy just felt really lame because you were massively underpowered.
Oh, you said you have played... Okay. I read that the other way around as well.
I read that as a question because... Yep. Otherwise you're making a statement which we already know.
Yep. So yeah, completely different to the previous Bioshocks because, of course, this one is in the clouds where Lando...
When's this set?
1912, I think. I think it's about that time.
They've got all their history wrong. Oh yeah, Columbia, the mad, dafty, floating city of American pride. American pride in 1912? Are you kidding me?
I think it's 1912.
It's like ranked 30th in the world's most powerful countries.
Oh, I just turned my volume up even louder.
It's 1912.
It is 1912, so I was right. Okay. So yeah, that's coming out. Then we've got, randomly, Out of the Dark. I think it's completely random. Another Final Fantasy XI expansion pack coming out on Xbox 360 called Seekers of Adulin. 5th expansion on the series. Adds 2 new jobs.
Wow. Go to work in Final Fantasy XI.
New areas.
Dude, shoot myself in the face.
And other stuff. Then we've got Tiger Woods PGA Tour 14 on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
See, this actually has some cool features because you can dress up like you were in the olden days.
Yeah.
Put on classic attire and blah, 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 blah. I suppose you have to, like, de-emphasize the fact Tiger Woods is on it.
Well, there's 3 people on the cover for this one.
Where? Yeah.
When did Tiger Woods stop being the main person on the cover?
When he had all that affair crap going on.
Affair crap?
Like, 2 or 3 years back, didn't he have, like, an affair?
Oh, what, and he got in bad press?
Yeah, and then and EA was like, EA sort of backed it off, which was why it was called The Masters, and Tiger Woods was like a subtitle.
Well, they've brought it back now, but they've added more people on the cover.
Yeah, olden day people. In.
Okay.
So we don't have to pay them.
Because they're dead. Are they dead?
Well, they look about 1,000 years old, so they must be dead.
1,000 years old, yeah. What? I don't even know what he's talking about. Okay, so yeah, Tiger Woods, if you like golf, you know, Tiger Woods, golf. I don't really know much else about it. I think it's got Kinect support again, yep.
The best golf games were the Lynx series. Yeah. Tiger Woods is shite, and you need this EA online pass, and you need an EA account, and it's like...
And then we've got Lego City Undercover, which is a
good game. We need this game on the PC.
What, Lego City? Yeah, well, it's a shame because currently it's a Wii U exclusive. They're releasing a 3DS game as well. However, for now it's just the Wii U one. Uses the gamepad for the map and stuff like that. Apparently, it's really fun. Loads of the vehicles and buildings are things that are in the Lego City series of Lego. And apparently, it's quite a nice little fun storyline, like they do with other things normally. But of course, this is a whole new kind of. A fresh slate or something like that. So they've played around with the story and got all these different little pop culture references in there and stuff like that. I think someone said, I think in a review or a preview I read, something to do with Columbo in the...
Christopher Columbo, the man in the dirty Mac who discovered America.
In the police station and some other people as well. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. So it's a shame because, you know, it's a Wii U only game. Maybe I should buy a Wii U from HMV.
Don't have any, probably.
No? Well, I was talking to someone at work, and they said that they popped in one in London, and they didn't have the offer on. They were all just priced up at the full price. But then again, didn't someone say on the internet on that MTB thing that it's from the 25th?
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't think it really matters.
I popped in a store that was offering it. Yeah, I popped in another store that only had it without Zombie U, so who knows. But yeah, so you play Chase McCain in that, who's an undercover detective. It sounds kind of cute.
Are we talking about Tiger Woods still?
Yes, Tiger Woods. You play Chase McCain. Well, Tiger Woods is alter ego.
Obviously, they don't care about Legacy.
Luigi's Mansion 2 is coming out. This is a 3DS only game. 3DS. So I played this not last year, the year before. It was supposed to come out last November originally.
Why are Nintendo so unable
I'm not sure why this got delayed so much. Maybe they weren't happy with it, so they were working on it. Because I played it at MCM Expo in 2011, I'm pretty sure.
Incompetent.
Because I don't even think I went to MCM Expo last year.
What are they trying to do? Duke Nukem?
Well, no, because the thing is, you know, Nintendo, they generally don't release first-party games unless they're good, do they?
They generally don't release first-party games unless they can be bothered.
Well, no, they don't release first-party games very often because they're really critical of themselves.
That's because if they lose their first-party games...
Yeah, they're screwed. So, yeah, I played it back at MCM Expo. I enjoyed it, but it didn't feel exactly the same control-wise as the GameCube version. But who knows, it might be quite good. It's reviewed really well.
Are they bringing it out on the Wii U?
It's a 3DS only game.
Yeah, but are they doing like another Luigi's Mansion for the Wii U? I don't know.
The only thing is that they've teased that they're having at E3 is a new Mario made by the Mario Galaxy guys. They're doing Zelda Wind Waker remastered. But they haven't said anything about Luigi's Mansion for the Wii U. But yeah. It's the official follow-up to, of course, Luigi's Mansion. Then we've got Army of Two, Devil's Cartel, or the Devil's Cartel. Coming out Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This is the third game in the Army of Two series, made by Visceral Games, using Frostbite 2 engine. They claim it's a shoot-and-destroy tactical co-op. But yeah.
Meh.
Co-op game. That's all it has for it, really, co-op. Then we got Sly Cooper Thieves in Time. This was announced 2 E3s ago, I think. PlayStation Vita, PlayStation 3. I played it on PlayStation Vita at Eurogame Expo. I was a little bit disappointed with it because I had no idea what the hell I was doing in it. But it's not made by Sucker Punch, which is, of course, the original developers of Sly Cooper.
But you can say this next one.
Yeah, I said it last time we spoke about it. But yeah, it's on PS3 and Vita, and it's supposed to have cross-play kind of stuff.
Do you know what else has got cross-play support?
What's that?
Galactic Rain.
I was going to say, it's a Galactic Rain. And then finally this week, we've also got Shin Megami Tensei, Devil Survivor Unlocked for the
series.
Shin Megami Tensei. Mm-hmm. It's a long-running series.
Shin Megami... Should I just shorten it to Schmidt?
Well, no, you can call it SMT. That's a short one.
Schmidt.
Well, there was a Shin Megami Tensei game on the SNES.
Smut.
On the Sega Saturn.
Smut.
Shin Megami Tensei. Things like Persona are kind of in the same universe. But yeah, Devil Survivor Overclocked. I want to call it Unlocked. It's coming out in 3DS. It's a JRPG.
Oh,
not as cool as like the Persona series, but it's done okay. It's been released by Ghostlight. I tried looking for it on Amazon, but it wasn't on there because I was trying to find like blurb that I could paste into my show notes, but I couldn't find any.
Oh well.
But you can buy it directly from Ghostlight, which also gets them more money than they would if they were selling it to a retailer like Amazon, who don't pay taxes. You huffins.
Well, I just don't like how it's tossed around.
Well, that tax thing.
Yeah. Do you know what taxes they haven't been paying in the UK?
No. Something.
Because obviously they do pay some tax.
Yeah. Well, it's the same with... Well, aren't Starbucks a bit funny like that as well?
Aren't Starbucks?
And Apple. It's like someone muted Paul. but yeah, those are the new releases coming out this week. So you've actually got 2 3DS games in 1 week. One Vita game because you've got Sly Cooper.
What is this Defiance game people are always going on about?
I said it's an MMO. MMO
what?
I don't know. I gave up on MMOs after spending too much time playing Galaxies and too much time playing WoW.
Yeah, you shouldn't have wasted that time on Galaxies when you could have invested it in World of Warcraft.
Yes, but World of Warcraft wasn't out when I was playing Galaxies. I enjoyed Galaxies. And then I stopped Galaxies when WoW came out.
I need to get up to level 90.
Really? Is it that high now?
Yeah, I'm only level 86 or 87. I've got like 3 or 4 more levels to get this noob up to. People are going to think I'm a noob. And I've got a 60-day WoW time card sat on my desk in front of me.
You haven't used it yet, have you? Third-person open world, third-person shooter.
Hopefully the auctions I have in the auction house sold.
Right. It's a try-on game. It's apparently the first multi-platform massive online shooter video game.
Yeah, it will have a show on SYFY, whatever that is. Windsor says I can play Sonic when we want.
Sci-fi. As in, I guess, the sci-fi channel, which only people with Sky get.
That's not how you spell sci-fi.
That's how they spell it these days. They do.
That is a stupid way of spelling it.
Sci-fi.
They have to rebuy their domain names.
Yeah, that is their domain.
They have to spend 30 quid on a domain name. Screw you too. This isn't directed at you. This is directed at the mad daddies who own that crappy TV channel. If you own that TV channel, then you need to give me some money or else I'm going to keep talking about it.
Is it not owned by Sky? What's wrong with my internet?
Well, is there a website in it? It's probably broke.
Lego.
Well, yeah, their website just got mentioned on Gamercast.
That's their logo. Oh, there you go, up the top there.
Well, they've got Battlestar Galactica going on. When did that finish?
Oh, I see, look, they've got stuff going on. Hey, he looks familiar. She looks stupid. Is that Julie Benz? That's not Julie Benz. Yeah, so that's their logo.
What, have they tried to distance themselves from the geek crowd?
I think, yeah, they did it quite a while ago, though. Change it to sci-fi like that.
I'll never watch it. It's all shite.
Defiance is there. No. But yeah, it's a online role-playing game which interconnects with a global television program on sci-fi.
Yeah, that's what you just said.
While a TV counterpart excludes the scope, story, and drama of like a sci-fi classic.
That's what the chat
I know says. I know, I'm just reading what it says on the blurb on the website. I'll blurb you.
Right, well, that's it for this week.
Bioshock, yay!
I suppose next week we'll be back with an update on if I bought SimCity or not.
Yay, Bioshock.
Shut up, crappy Bioshock.
I gotta get my copy tomorrow.
Huh.
I do.
Too late, I chucked it in the bin.
No, you did not.
Yeah, a delivery man tried to deliver it, and I was like, nah, it's nowhere near by that name. Who are these people? I never heard of them, getting lost. What's this? Bioshock in 4.3H.
Yeah, well, I guess he's put it on Steam. If you buy it on Steam, I guess he has. You get a free copy of XCOM. And, oh, you can play that with Windsor.
I don't have XCOM.
No, you're not buying Bioshock on Steam anyway, are you?
I don't buy games on Steam. Well, because my name's Gabe Newell. I'm shutting it down now. Right, anyway, that's it for this week. We will be back next week. With, yeah, stuff, I suppose.
And I can maybe talk about Bioshock. Because hopefully I'll have finished it by then, because the Easter weekend.
So, yeah, catch everyone later.